All right, this is your man, Sir Earl, coming at you for my first podcast of the year. Today is Saturday, January 2nd. We made off all the people that was running around like assholes praying that we made it through 2020. We made it through 2020 like it's any, you know, guess that we would. For some people that I know, 2020, they look at it, a lot of negative people look at it as the worst year ever. Some people who took advantage of the great opportunity that it presented looked at it as one of the greatest years ever. I look at it as one of the greatest years that I've ever had. Reason being, you know, last week I did not do a podcast. I've been managing to do my post on social media every day. But last week there was no podcast because we were just, we were very, very busy moving to a new location. It's some of the things, you know, I had been talking about it for a while, but actually Sunday, we actually had the movers come out. We moved from the old facility, which was 1820 Ridge Road in Homewood. We moved, it was 3,300 square feet space we had kind of outgrown, and we really couldn't do a lot more with it. We moved to 18061 Dixie Highway, which is in Homewood, which is basically about two blocks from the old place that we were in for about 5.5 years. And it's a 6,000 square feet location. It's named the Next Level Training Center, and it's featuring private training of ratio 1-to-1. So it's still, it's an open gym in the sense we offer some classes, or we will be offering some classes in the future, which is, you know, jump ropes, cardio packages, aerobic packages. We have massages. All those will be a part of the Next Level Training Center. Whereas the ratio 1-to-1 is what we're basically known for, which is the one-on-one private personal training. So it's still not a facility where you can come in and just work out on your own. I just feel that, you know, we give more value and we're more effective. And it's something that we've done for a very long time, personal training. And I've probably done the last 25 years, and I just feel it's a better service. So that's what we decided to continue to offer instead of making it an open gym. So that's going very well. We're going to finish up tomorrow, which is Sunday the 3rd. We'll open Monday the 4th, January 4th. So what I'm doing now is recording my first podcast of the year. Like I said before, it's January 2nd. So what I wanted to kind of talk about is a little bit is a lot of what I saw in 2020, which was, you know, we have become a very soft and mediocre nation. We settle when I see fat ass people on YouTube selling workout videos from home because they lost 30 pounds, but look like they need to lose another 100 pounds. But it resonates with people because they look at the 30 that they lost, not the 100 that they need to lose. It's the same reason we have participation trophies and everybody's a winner type attitude, when that's just borders on the line of insanity. It's the reason that we became a soft nation. So If participation of placing number 8 is the same as placing number 1, why would you want to work for number 1? You work to participate and be in whatever it is that you're being in. And that's what people are becoming satisfied with. It's becoming this very, very mediocre existence, to whereas people don't strive to be their best. They strive to be accepted. They strive to get a lot of likes on social media. If someone that they don't know go on and add a like that, hey, you know, you're cute, which a lot of, you could always tell if they're fat because they're going to take the pictures from the neck up. And they say you're cute, that's enough for them. There's no reason to eat better, try harder, commit more, because you've already gained the acceptance of what you wanted to hear. You wanted to hear that affirming, you know, affirmation that you're looking good, you're doing good. So I don't need to work harder to be at my best. You know, we're always given from people the compliment of what you've achieved is enough. I mean, I've done this business for a very long time. I've accomplished a lot of things, and I'm always asked, well, isn't that enough? Well, it's not enough, because in life, instead of being accepted as mediocre, it should always be you against your potential. How good can you be? I've spent my whole life, I went to, you know, joined the NPC as an Illinois state judge. They had, you know, maybe a couple of black judges at the time, which was a goal that I wanted to accomplish. I competed and won an overall before then, which is one of the goals that I had. I became a promoter, NPC, a sanctioned NPC promoter, which means, you know, you're not just throwing some Mickey Mouse contest. You are actually sanctioned by the greatest organization in amateur bodybuilding. So, you know, I did that. And, you know, and then, you know, I was doubted to be able to become a successful trainer from a mechanic. I was doubted on becoming a mechanic coming from the streets and gangbanging. So, you know, people constantly say, is that enough? It's not enough for me, because I know potential-wise, I have so much more to go, so much more to offer. It's a sport and a profession that I actually fell in love with and have been doing it for over 30 years. So there's so many more opportunities in this world, especially with the use of the internet and social media. It has become a global thing, not a demographic thing. You can reach people. My podcast reaches, I think last time I checked, 35 countries. How else can you get known in 35 countries for free? Only the internet and social media makes that possible. There's 8 billion people in the world. You know, maybe I know 100, you know, so it's a whole lot more to go. We want to be, me and my wife, Chia, we want to be the best in this profession that ever did it. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. It's a lot of breaking down barriers and doing the things that people said you couldn't do. So we strive for those things, not only to shut people up and prove them wrong, but to people that look to us to want to be inspired to step out and do the impossible. What seemed the impossible is only impossible until it's done. They didn't believe we could send a man to the moon, but we did. So there's so many things that impossibility is just a big word thrown around by small minds. And I am afraid that it's starting to take hold and take root, to whereas people are starting to accept, not only accept they can't do certain things, but they are starting to settle for mediocre treatment. And that's a dangerous combination, because it is a killer of dreams. It is a killer of progress. It is a killer of morality. When you wake up every day and you have a purpose, and that purpose is to show other people that things are possible, it creates, I get emails and texts and messages from people that I've never met, don't know them, wouldn't know them if they tapped me on the shoulder, but they say, hey, you know, I follow you, I follow your social media, and I am motivated by the things that you say and the accomplishments that I see that you do. So there's nothing that I will ever put out that is what I think. Most things, all things that I put out are factual-based things that I know I can do. I've done. You know, when I say I won an overall show, and most people have never even stepped a foot on stage, I have an overall trophy to back that up. I have people that was there that saw the show. So I'm not just bragging like I think I'm better than somebody else. I'm telling you a fact. There was a time that, what's up, Marcelo? I see you. You know, there was a time that it was doubted that I would ever be a really good competitive bodybuilder. I think in winning that competition and winning overall, I believe that I proved that to myself and to people that doubted me that it is possible. We had a lot of people when I was preparing Chie for her competition, we had a lot of people saying, you know, you're never going to get a fair shake in Illinois or the NPC, and maybe you should go to a different organization or a different city and compete. And my advice to her was, get so good at what you do, they can't deny you. And there are so many people that are settling for subpar because it's acceptable by modern society. That's not ideal. That's not what you want in life. That's not what you want. You know, you don't want to pass that down to your kids that it's okay to just get by. Don't strive for A's, get C's as long as you pass. That's the culture that we live in today, and that's a very dangerous culture. And we sit back and we talk about this new millennium generation of how lazy they are and how mediocre and how they just want to get by. Well, we have to remember, we're the parents. We raised them. If they got that, if they're that way, they got that from you, okay? You need to look in the mirror and check your damn self you know, kids go by what they see, not by what you say. So if I'm a smoker and I'm telling my son not to smoke, but he sees me smoking every day, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to smoke. But if I live that example every day of my life, eat right, work out, do those things, there's a good possibility he's going to follow those things already. And, already in business, he has taken on the approach of he knows he's going to be a success. And, you know, that's one of the greatest things you can ask for is to, you know, have your kids believing that they can be great. I think there's nothing better than to, you know, be able to pass that down to your kids and have them grow up believing nothing is impossible, not because you told them that, which I was told that and then found out later that the person, which is my mom, telling me that didn't believe that. But you actually wake up every day and you believe that you can work to your potential and you have the greatest potential in the world, because we're all born, no matter what we believe, no matter what religion we follow, we were all born to do something great. And, you know, once we can believe that, once we learn the principles of success, we start keeping journals and praying and meditating and believing that there's something meant more for us than what we're doing, we then start to wake up every day with a purpose. And there used to be a song, probably some of my older people will remember this song. It was called "The Playground is a Mind for the Mind is a Playground for the Devil." When you have an idle mind and it's focused on nothing except paying these goddamn bills and making it through the day, you leave so much space for negativity to enter into your mind that makes negativity seem like a reality. But when you wake up and you have this purpose in mind, and you feel you can go out and you can achieve that purpose, every day is a planned day. You run your day. Your day doesn't run you. And we have so many people that wake up, the clouds are out, they're down, they're depressed. Why? I can wake up tomorrow and it can be a goddamn blizzard, hailstorm with a tornado going. I still have things that I have to get accomplished. So it's not a deterrent to me. It's, it allow, you know, it's got to get done. no one's going to do it for me. So I've got to get up and I've got to go get it done, you know. And that's the attitude that we need to grow as people, that no matter what, no matter what the weather, no matter what the obstacles, no matter what other people say, no matter what, we have a dream and a purpose that we were put on this earth to accomplish. And we're going to accomplish it, not because we have to answer to other people, but we have to one day answer to a higher source. And that source know why they put you. That source, I call them God. You can call them what you want to call them, but that source knows. When you get there, there's no compromising. There's no I tried. There's no shoulda, woulda, coulda. You're going to be judged harshly because he put these things in you. You knew they could be there, but the fear and the laziness gave you the opportunity to use that as an excuse and not do it, not realizing that one day we're all going to die, all of us, everybody. We're guaranteed that. And we're going to have to answer for why these gifts and talents were given to us to affect maybe one, maybe a thousand, maybe a billion people. And we didn't utilize them, because if my gift was given to me to only affect one, I'm providing my gift long as I've affected that one. Some of us was given abilities to affect a lot more. And the only way, you know, it's not for me to decide how many people's lives I am supposed to affect. My job is to live up to my potential, wake up every day with that purpose and that dream and go after it no matter what. If that affects one person or a billion people, that's not my call. My call is my duty was given to get out, do what you do, affect the world as best as you can, and live up to your potential. And when you don't do that, you dishonor your higher source. So this is more than just, I don't feel like it. You're gonna live a life in another, if we believe so, eternity. You're definitely gonna have a higher source. I don't care if you believe you're gonna live in eternity or not, but you're definitely gonna have to have a source that's higher than you, that you are going to be responsible for answering, why did I get these gifts? Why did I get this calling and I didn't live up to it? Why was that? And your source, whether you call them Allah, Jesus, God, Muhammad, whatever you call them, they're not going to take your lousy ass excuses of why you didn't. So what I would want to see in this world is more people taking responsibility for their gifts. We don't know what our gifts are, but we know when we're not given enough. When I see people out of shape, all it is work. All it does is work. And if you don't put in that work, you're a lazy ass, okay? That's plain and simple to me. If you're not living up to your physical potentials and you only get that one body, then it's a lot of other stuff that you're not living up to. And that laziness is across the board. Proactivity and pursuing your dreams and purpose is across the board. If you learn that, if you learn that you can overcome your laziness, you'll start to see that spread into so many other aspects of your life. It's so many people that think working out is just about vanity. It's not about vanity. It's more than that. It's about creating habits that will allow you to flourish in every aspect of your life. And when you're cheating yourself on that, then you are going to be responsible to answer for that one day. When I'm called to answer for that, I want to know that I've done my best. I've done the best that I can do. And I don't wake up every day looking, I might live for another 100 years. No, I look at today, what I can do to basically move forward today. A lot of little small successful steps add up to greatness in the end. So start taking those steps. That's what I'd like to see in 2021 among people, because we're not getting there. We're definitely not becoming a stronger, better nation. We actually are becoming a weaker nation a weaker society that is willing to accept mediocre because majority of the people in our life, 98% by numbers, is they're living with mediocrity, and that's what they learn to accept. So I just wanted to start doing more in terms of touching people. I have a lot of downloads and views and everything on my podcast. Today I decided to film it live, and I have a lot of people looking at it, checking it out. I want to invite them to go, if they didn't hear the whole podcast, go to IT apostrophe S, It's My World, the number one. I'm on Podbean.com, but you can go to any of your favorite platforms. YouTube, it's on there. Spotify is on there. SoundCloud is on there. iTunes is on there. Pandora is on there. I'm on a lot of different platforms. So it's all you have to do is press in. It's My World, IT apostrophe S, My World. It's My World, the number one. And you're going to find me on any platforms. And I look to have a lot more people tune in because I do post weekly. My social media, I post daily. My website, I post monthly. But I'm looking for people to listen and understand that, this world needs to change, and we are the only ones that can change it. Do I believe I can change the world? No. I believe I can touch one person at a time, and that will start the process. I may not live to see it, but we need a better world to live in. Giving eighth place trophies is a crap of shit. It don't exist. You know what I mean? You're giving false hope, and so when these kids get out into the world, and they're confronted with people who haven't confirmed that you're special, who hasn't confirmed that you're not lazy, who care less about you. It's a business. And then your feelings get hurt and you want to quit. We have so many fucking quitters in the world. It's ridiculous. But this will start to change that conversation. And that's all I want to do. Change the conversation. Let's start letting people know there's more to life than just getting by. And let's start striving to be our greatest. So until next week, this is Saturday. Like I said, I try to post it on Friday or Saturday. So until next week, this is your man signing off. I can't believe we're on the 95th episode. This is your man, Sir Earl, signing off to next week. And I just wanted to tell everybody, that listened in, that hit me on the live chat. Peace. I'm out of here.